This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. U.S. and British forces are moving to secure oil fields, port facilities, and other locations in southern Iraq. It's the beginning of what they hope will be a rapid advance toward Baghdad. So far, Iraqi resistance has been limited. Michael Vickers is Director of Strategic Studies at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments. Good morning.
Good morning.
Saddam Hussein hasn't put up much of a defensive thus far. Does that surprise you?
Well, not really. He doesn't have a lot of options. He's done a few things that one could expect. He's fired a few surface-to-surface missiles at U.S. forces in Kuwait. He's supposedly lit a few oil fields on fire in the south. But he's basically tried to rally his defense around Baghdad, and his defense critically depends on having the loyalty of the Iraqi army, which may be a dubious proposition.
The United States entered this war because it believes Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction. If he has them, why hasn't he used them?
Well, he really can't do anything by himself. His commanders have to do that. There have been some reports that he deployed chemical artillery munitions to some Republican Guard units in the south. Those reports haven't been confirmed, I should emphasize. But it really is up to those commanders to use them. One, we haven't had a battle up that far yet. Second, those commanders have powerful deterrent messages being aimed at them that might dissuade them from using them. He didn't use weapons in the last war either. He had them and didn't use them, and so we may not know this answer for some time. Let's certainly hope he doesn't use them.
Under what circumstances might he use them?
Well, the big fear was that he might use some biological weapons as a scorched earth policy against some of his political enemies, particularly in the south, or that he might use chemical weapons to slime roads or in some last desperate attempt in Baghdad. But, you know, let's certainly hope he doesn't do any of those or doesn't have the capability.
Well, you would want to keep them away from Baghdad, I would think, in large populated areas.
Oh, that's right. It would only be some kind of crazy scorched earth policy or to blame Americans. I mean, it's hard to imagine how that really works.
Several hundred Iraqi troops reportedly have surrendered without a fight. How loyal do you expect Iraqi troops to be?
Well, the regular army is probably not going to be loyal at all, given previous experience and their conditions. And even the Republican Guard's loyalty, the 80,000 or so fairly crack troops, is in some doubt. And there's been reports of secret surrender negotiations. The one force that I think they can count on is the Special Republican Guard, about 15,000 troops in Baghdad that are responsible for the leadership security.
American planes dropped millions of leaflets on southern Iraq instructing Iraqi soldiers how to surrender. Will that make any difference?
Well, that's really the $64,000 question. The psychological operations campaign is really unprecedented, but it's also highly uncertain. And basically, they don't make someone do what they don't want to do anyway. You can't convince a determined national resistance not to resist you. But in this case, it might be the thing that tips them over the edge.
Do you think there have been any surprises for American and British forces yet?
Oh, certainly. I think the nothing survives contact with the enemy. And once we actually initiated the war on Wednesday night without tending to go that way, then there have been a number of deviations. The oil fields early, you know, we thought that might happen, but certainly hoped it didn't. We hoped we could seize them quickly. And other than that, I think pretty much things are going according to plan, but they're very, it's very early.
Reporters have been surprised. I was just wondering if the military has been.
Well, the big surprise is the very graduated escalation. But war has to be subservient to politics, and the political goal here is to do as least amount of damage to Iraq as possible. And so hopefully we won't see the bombing campaign.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Michael Vickers is Director of Strategic Studies at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.